on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was traumatized. I kept thinking Vegas strippers, Doug's massage, excessive drinking, drug use, unprotected sex. Like, it's all, like, flashing in front of me.
I don't know why you're being such a bitch about it.
Because I have a UTI and I'm in pain.
And if you don't learn frustration tolerance when you're a toddler, you're going to be a very unhappy adult in therapy the rest of your life.
You're looking at him.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Jackie Schimmel, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Coincidence, Monroe Lewis, I'm taking both my kids to Newport for the weekend.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, Jackie is staying at the same hotel.
Hey. Well, I haven't booked anything yet, but I guess
but you're
now
planning
I am.
On it.
Now you are.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So my concern is, though, what day you would be laying out by the pool?
Well, I have shows on Friday and Saturday, so probably a bit of Friday and most of Saturday.
Okay, because I did a weigh-in this morning, so I have to lose 6.8 pounds by the time we
by the time
we lay out by the pool.
Okay, so, same.
So I feel like I could maybe lose like 3 or 4 by Saturday.
Yeah, just go like pick up a raw salmon fillet and just lick it.
We did a weigh-in this morning. The 1,000-pound sisters, Tammy and Amy.
Yeah.
I eat Jeff and Stu.
Yeah.
And so I was at 196.8. He was at 224.2.
Wow.
And which is a lot.
And you weigh in together and then assess the number together?
Yeah.
That's really sexy, Jeff.
No, what's really sexy is when he starts to tell me that he hasn't gone to the bathroom yet and he's really 221.2. And I said to him, You think you have 3 pounds of shit in there?
That happens.
That seems like a lot.
It does happen.
I think that's an exaggeration.
You know what? And he could use a haircut. That could be a few more ounces.
I mean, realistically, he's going to go down to 223.2, I think. Mm.
Do you
not
subtract your body parts? Like, every time I get on the scale, I'm like, okay, these tits are like 8 pounds each.
No,
so
we
then
don't
I just
go that far.
I just did, you know,
we
subtract.
Don't go that far.
Are you wearing shoes? What are you wearing?
Like underwear? Underwear,
that's
take it off.
That's 3-4 ounces right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you think so?
I take everything off, and I try to weigh myself after getting a haircut. Every little thing.
I mean, Doug, no offense, but you have like 3 strands of hair.
I think Stu is settling into the relationship weight. And it was our biggest fear after seeing, what are the two guys that at your house? David and?
Oh, David and Pat.
Yeah, David and Pat. Because we saw how much weight they gained in just 12 months. And I got traumatized. Because I said to Stu, I'm like, that is going to be us if we're not careful. Well, guess what? We're gaining faster than they have gained.
Oh, no, but Jeff.
Can you imagine in 12 months what it's going to look like?
I'll be so happy. I'll have to stand next to you so I look thin.
You're right. Monroe Lewis is back from Italy. She had a fantastic trip.
Love it.
I think she was fucking with me because she said that she went to the clubs. And I said, and I know I'm like, okay, wait a minute, because I joke a lot about clubs, and I'm like, are you kidding? Like, did you go? And then she started talking about, like, this person who was breathing fire and then, like, holding torches in her feet.
Oh, my God, maybe she was at a day club.
Maybe.
I think she was.
Because I asked
her. Fabulous.
I'm like, you were out at a club? I'm like, what time did you get home? And she's like, midnight. And I said, and I was thought, well, maybe because of the time change or the jet lag or whatever. But I don't think Gage would have her in a club at midnight. I think she's fucking with me.
What, like bottle service? I don't understand.
It could have been like a Cirque du Soleil or some kind of thing they called it.
Ibiza?
Did she bring anything back for you? Did she do any boutiquing?
No, she brought me nothing. Gage was very friendly and chatty yesterday, unusually. Very nice. We talked for like 10 minutes outside.
That's so nice.
Yeah, he was very happy and fun and chatty, and Monroe was happy to be home. I'm realizing now that I do need to start spending more time like teaching her the alphabet and words and numbers and all of that.
Right.
So I found this song yesterday because I thought, you know, I bet she could learn to count through music.
Yeah.
So I decided to have both my kids. We did a little lesson yesterday. Now, I don't have high expectations for Shane. He's actually kind of an underachiever.
Right.
But he did pretty well. And so I found this song, and it's actually really working. Like, Monroe, well, here's the problem, because she was like 82, 88.
Oh.
Whatever.
I'm like, oh, no,
she's
83.
Pretty. She doesn't
it's
need to know
close.
How to count.
Then she's like 83, 88. I'm like, no, 84, 84, 85. 88. I'm like, oh,
the
God.
The 80s are hard. I mean, that's
yeah.
like, it's different.
That's where she stumbled.
Yep.
She did pretty well until...
She flew through the 60s.
You made her count all the way, like, 63, 64.
The song helps.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Shane, for example, did you... I mean, with the song, you moved really quickly. So, here's the...
I rap. I perform.
So, if you have little kids out there
Pop
and
stars.
you're interested in, you know, you want to teach them...
Educational.
Yes, like... How to count. This is the song to use.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
I'll go all day.
You're doing so good, Shane.
24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47.
Can you believe that? You normally count. He can't count that high normally.
Wow.
The music
what the song
and
is.
By the way, for like a white homosexual male Aryan,
he's good.
You've got flow.
Thank you.
Now,
you're
at awesome. The end of the song, he says when he gets to 100.
100. Keep it 100. I keep it 100. Pretty good.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta keep it 100.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shane.
It's a great way to teach your kids.
That's a really good tip.
It's mm-hmm. very catchy.
So yes. I just need more of that. Now we need something. We need this guy, Lexnor or something. We need him to do the alphabet.
If there's maybe like states and presidents, like if he does more, I feel like she could be such a, I could learn a lot.
You could also
you're right.
Same.
I can't
capitals of, you're right, capitals, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And foreign language, that's how you learn foreign language now is using music.
Mm.
But great. I told her, I said, we're going to do this 1,000 times this weekend. You're going to know I want you to know 1 to 100. We keep
sound,
it 100.
Is she going to sound like 100. That guy, though, by the end of the weekend? Monroe's going to be like, 1.
I hope so.
I want her to be Fergie. That's like my only dream.
Oh, can well, we go better than Fergie? She pissed herself on stage.
Does it get better than
Diana?
What?
Have you heard? Hello, where has everybody been living under a goddamn rock? Fergie pissed herself on stage, by the way, love her like a sister. Pissed herself on stage. And have you heard her national anthem?
And I support it.
Okay,
it's
yes.
kind of great.
That was bad.
I mean, it is ear rape, but it's good.
Ear rape.
Yeah.
Doug, what is happening with our C&K boxes, the damaged dishes?
We are almost there. I have single-handedly processed all but 14 of the replacements. I feel very close to
so
the listeners.
You're almost at 400. How many dishes were broken?
414.
Okay.
And
so
you are manually...
Basically what happened is, Jackie, the company, they took everyone's money.
Right, love
and
that.
Then they Mood. Shipped out the box, which would have been a great box had the dishes not been damaged.
Right.
And then they filed bankruptcy.
Right.
So now Doug and I are personally paying to replenish the 400 broken dishes.
That is
and I
insane.
Can't even tell you how much that's costing. Okay, Jameson.
Thank you.
So
I love that.
When
that
will people receive
center.
Their dishes?
People will start receiving them maybe by tomorrow if you live on the East Coast. Everything is being sent UPS ground.
Classy.
But you should get, everybody should have theirs certainly by the end of next week.
You had no idea that this company was going bankrupt?
Nope.
No.
I was telling Shane that I purchased a vaginal laser package.
Oh, thank
years
God.
In, I mean, you got it. Slippery like a seal, you know what I mean? And I bought 12
sessions.
Thank you.
Oh, they talked you into it.
Yeah, they're like, we'll give you 10% off.
Yeah,
and this
bullshit.
Was like early laser days when it wasn't as affordable. So it was really, I broke the bank making this purchase. But I felt like an investment in my labia was smart.
Yes.
And then I did one session. And listen, I'm an Ashkenazi Jew. My hair is like deceivingly thick and coarse.
Okay.
A la Jamie Rubin. And sorry, I had to slip that in. And then I got one treatment and then I was done. And I was like, what the fuck? And it just came back like a boomerang. But then I outsourced.
Because
so I am
what
like,
happened?
They went
under.
Out of business,
oh, yeah. Sorry. I buried the lead.
That's kind of the important part of the story.
Enough about your pubic hair. What happened?
Labia, labia, labia. So they went out of business.
And the moral of the story is then they went bankrupt. But my vagina is also lasered.
Okay.
Totally.
So you only used one session.
Mm. I only used one session.
Wow. Holy shit. So you lost thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars.
I don't do those lifetime memberships. I don't do any of that.
I know. You should.
I'll buy like five sessions.
I get nervous. Like, my earthquake insurance policy just came up for renewal. I was like, well, I don't want to pay for the full year because if I have if there's an earthquake 3 weeks from now, I would have wasted, 10 months of payments. So I just try to keep it going slowly. Not that they're going to go out of business, but I feel like if we have an earthquake, why pay for the full year? Get the claim.
That confuses me a
me
little
too.
Bit. Okay. I don't really get what you're talking about because you can't predict a fucking earthquake. So should you just always be covered?
So I don't want to pay for the whole year in advance. I just want to pay 1 month in advance until we get an earthquake.
But wait a minute. Don't you have to keep the policy current?
Yeah, but instead of
even
paying,
after the fact, I think you still pay for your policy, right?
Even whether I have it like an eight pay over the course of a year, as opposed to paying it all in full.
But do you think if there's an earthquake tomorrow, you just stop paying your payments? No, you keep paying.
You
keep your policy current.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's not like they're going to give you a check. If there's an earthquake today, they're not going to give you a check tomorrow. You have to still keep paying your policy.
Oh.
Get your shit together, Doug.
I didn't know.
I mean, I don't know. I don't sell earthquake insurance, but...
Sounds like it.
Okay.
The day is young.
Yeah. So I want to thank all of you that have been sending Stu dishwasher emails. I'm getting now these texts from him. Basically, what happened is the dishwasher got clogged, overflowed.
Right.
And I confronted him and I said, you need to start rinsing these dishes because the rice got stuck in the drain and the dishwasher filled with water and it overflowed.
Mm-hmm.
He insists it wasn't him. And he also insists that I let everyone in the household know. So I've been doing it in front of him. So last night, Lisa was there, and I said, Lisa, and I'm kind of winking at her.
Yeah.
I said, just so you know, we all have to be really careful in the future because the dishwasher overflowed. And I said, so she's like, Jeff, she goes, I already know this. She goes, I cleaned the dishes, whatever. And I said, I know you didn't do it. And I'm like looking at him. I'm like, I know you didn't do it, but I just have to let everybody know.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to.
But then I had Bill.
Target
I'm like,
him.
We know who did it.
Right, of course.
Oh. Yeah.
Of course.
So he still keeps sending me, like, look at these texts he sends me.
Holy shit.
You don't need to pre-rinse. Just scrape the solids into the bin.
Oh, God.
Most dishwashers have inbuilt turbidity sensors that
Doc
measure how much dirt is in
much.
The water from the rinse cycle. So rinse plates may fool the system. No. If you pre-rinse everything, your dishwasher is going to. He's sending me the shit because he wants to be right.
That's like an Opus length text message. That's inexcusable.
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 So
in and over.
You and I have the
Can
same
dishwasher.
Can someone
make a song about that?
In the dishwasher, there's this basket. If you just pull that out, you rotate it, pull it out, rinse it, that'll help.
So here's the problem. You people, you listeners,
oh, wow.
are trying to help him.
Whoa.
Don't you people.
Whoa,
don't.
It is
now
too
I'm mad.
Early.
I'm mad. You have sent him at least 35 articles on dishwashers.
Mm-hmm.
When you take someone like him, a little knowledge is fucking dangerous.
Right.
So
right.
Now
he's
all
emboldened.
He's building this huge case mm-hmm. for himself. Mm-hmm. Defense.
No.
And the reality is, and this I finally lost it with him. And I said, he's like, well, the sensors. I said, Stu, if the dishwasher clogs and fills with water and overflows, you're not rinsing the dishwashers enough. You're not. You're obviously not.
Right.
You're not cleaning the plate enough. If you know what I'm saying, like
Jeff is like shaking.
I'm so mad about this because he just is like he's trying to say that he wasn't at fault.
Right.
Right. Doth protest too much.
It does tell you in the booklet. Do you have to rinse him? It does tell you that in the book.
You've read the book?
But I've seen him.
Of course I
remember. Oh my God.
He normally finishes everything on his plate.
No.
But when you don't finish everything on your plate.
Yeah.
He just puts the whole damn plate in the dishwasher.
No, you got to give it a little scrapey scrape.
So we got roast beef, we got mashed potatoes, rice, all at the bottom of the dishwasher.
No,
you're
and
having
then
mashed
it's
potatoes
infusing.
And rice in the same meal?
No, I didn't say it was the same meal, but I'm just saying, that fall off the plates.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I want to know if Andrew ever does this.
Yes, he has before.
Okay.
Actually, recently, we had some Indian food post-Parasite. We were getting back to
love
our
Indian food.
Oh, God.
Me too.
Chicken tikka masala.
Yes.
I like a
veggie biryani.
Oh, samosa. My God.
Oh, I love a veggie samosa.
Me too. I love a saag, no paneer.
What about those onion baj? What is it called?
Baji.
Baji.
Onion baji.
Oh, my God. All over my body. Want to use it like a loofah.
Some aloo, some paratha.
Oh, it looks like a loofah.
Let's have Indian.
Okay.
Should we go?
Anyway, so the other thing I wanted to ask you
yeah.
is slight argument months ago where we're on our way upstairs to bed. He opens the refrigerator. He grabs himself a water.
Okay.
Doesn't ask me. Doesn't grab a water. Mm. Goes all the way upstairs. And I watched him and I waited.
Of course.
So we went all the way upstairs.
Like a puma.
Yep. Went all the way upstairs. I watched him get comfortable. I put the water down. I said, hey, Did you get me a water? Oh, no, I did. I'm like, yeah, in the future, I said, I want you to consider me.
Yeah.
And I said, and maybe ask or maybe just go ahead and grab a water.
Right.
So, fine.
Everybody gets parched.
Never did it again.
Night.
Always brings up water.
Right.
But here's, remember the other day when I said, I cannot give him more than two things at once.
Right.
Because he gets confused.
Sure.
So, yesterday, and I now am blaming myself for this,
mm-hmm.
I said two things.
Oh, that's
at the same time?
Yep. Can't do that.
That's overwhelming.
I said, could you please grab two waters? Also,
ooh.
Could you grab the baby monitor?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
See, you give him two things, he forgets one.
He brings back a glass of water with the baby monitor in it.
So I go upstairs. He's already in bed. Uh-huh. And I look over, and he's got a water. And I don't have a water.
Oh.
No, 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 no.
Do you have the monitor?
No, no, no,
he did remember the monitor, okay. And he plugged it in.
So two-thirds.
Kind of.
But do you do that with Andrew? You just give him one thing? Or can he retain more than one thing?
Well, I've really broke him. I mean, it's taken years and years and years. But I have it covered. I had him like saute turkey meat the other day. And he came in. I was like, Andrew, I just need you to handle one thing. Just saute this turkey meat. I've had the longest day. He comes in. He goes, do I turn the stove on before I put the turkey in the pan, or do I put the turkey in the pan and then I turn the stove on? I said, Andrew, do whatever. Go with God. Whatever the fuck. He goes, do I have to put olive oil in? I go, yes, dumb fuck. You put olive oil so it doesn't burn. Okay, and for the seasoning, do I put the seasoning in while the pot is hot or while the pot is cold? Do I do it before the meat is cooked? I'm like, why don't you fucking Google it? Google it,
Did
Andrew.
Did you really call him a dumb fuck?
I called him something else that I can't say on the radio.
Okay, because
in
therapy, he doesn't want to be called dumb, stupid, whatever.
Well, he's going to have to get over
it's
that.
It's a trigger for him.
Really?
That's a him thing he has to deal with. That has nothing to do with you. If you know why? Because he feels like he might be dumb. So read a book. Love you, Stu.
So I called him a stupid shit the other day.
Whatever.
And then I had to apologize.
Okay, well, that's very
woke
of you.
I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm sorry. No, that was a trigger for you. So I'm sorry to say that.
Did you mean it?
I call Andrew a dumb fuck like on a semi-daily basis. I'm like, how in the world do we have all the same access to all the same resources? And I feel like I could land a plane, cure cancer with just a couple Google searches. Like I could probably figure it out. And you don't know if you should season the meat before or after it's cooked. It doesn't fucking matter. Like I literally, like I'm sweating. It makes my hair fall out. I'm like, how in the world do you get through your days? How?
It's because he's a straight guy. That's
Holy
always the answer.
Holy shit.
So.
God, I'm so pissed. I got to go.
He's falling asleep. And he's kind of lean over on my side, I notice. So I purposely get in abruptly to kind of wake him up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, did you get me a water? Oh, yeah, I did. Where is it? I don't see it. Oh, it's around here. I think it's on the dresser. Nope, it's not on the dresser. I looked. Do you look in the closet? Yep. It's not there. Do you look in the bathroom? Yep. Now, he already knows he forgot the water.
Yeah.
But we're going through this fucking exercise.
You're
going
to keep going through it.
This is when you need to kick it up a couple notches. You say, I would like a chilled water in a glass with 3 ice cubes and a 1/8 of an inch of a lemon wedge and a sprig of fresh mint.
So then he says.
In 45 seconds, or I'm going to go nuclear and start screaming.
And then he says, it's like, oh, I got, I mean, I got this, I had to bring the monitor and then I got distracted. And I'm like, dude, fucker, no, just give you two fucking things to do.
Two things.
So then he's like, it's probably downstairs on the island. I'm like, nope, I had to go down and get myself water. And I looked on the island and there was no water. So then he's like, did you move it? Don't fucking turn this around on me.
Oh, no. And now you're expending
so
much energy.
All you have to do
bandwidth.
Is say, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Maybe. Oh, let me go
and
grab
we're
you that
done.
Water. Right.
We're done. We don't have to go through every room that we think the bottled water that you never fucking took out of the fridge is in.
Now you're just living a lie.
Does he think he really did it? Or do you think he's just really just trying to cover?
Like, I think he's trying to cover.
Okay.
I think he's projecting, deflecting, and lying.
Yes.
I can't listen to the projecting, deflecting, and lying anymore.
Yeah. It's just admit that you forgot the water.
Right.
Are you enjoying anything about Stu lately? Or is it just like,
you guys
is there
so
anything
happy.
Enjoyable happening?
I actually am.
Okay, good.
Okay, because you have to understand, we do that and then we laugh. Like,
of course.
We laugh all the time. So he'll get mad at me and then I start laughing, or I get mad at him. Like this morning, I brought the water back up.
Cute.
But as a joke to
totally.
Piss him off, and then we start laughing. So
I get this. People at home sometimes
it's foreplay.
Exactly. Yeah. It's funny. It's banter. It's not that serious.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to, like, when you have a show like this, you got to, you know, give the people what they want.
But I actually told him today, I said, you know, I feel very happy today, and I think that has a lot to do with you. So I'm like, I will say nice things to him.
Yeah. After I exploded on Andrew about, you know, Turkey Meat Gate, I went to Barnes & Noble to buy a book because I'm trying to read.
I love that.
Thank you. And then I bought this little book at the checkout because I was being such a monster the day before that was like, I love you because, and then it's just like blanks. So it's like, my favorite thing about you is your heart. I love it when you make me matcha. Like, it's just like for a 5-year-old. And then I just like snuck it under his pillow. I was like, sorry for being a cunt.
Can I ask you something? Andrew's love language, is he words of affirmation?
What he requires or what he gives?
What does he require?
Oh, he's a needy motherfucker. He's like a discount hydrangea, like a budget supermarket that's just barely hanging on, needs all the watering, everything.
I didn't know where that was going. Thank you.
I always tell him, I'm like, you're a budget hydrangea and I'm a succulent. I don't need water. I don't need sunlight.
You're a desert rose, Jackie.
I could like any climate, like alone.
They love those. See, because like he was like beaming. He was so happy. Like, when you give him compliments.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm happy, whatever. He just loves it.
That's very much Andrew. He wants to, like, hold hands while we're eating. He wants, like, his dream would be to sleep, like fully inside. Engrossed in each other, like, holding each other for dear life. Like, we're in a bunker.
He just texted me, I think Ginger Push took the water. I mean, now he's just reaching.
Right. This is a reach.
The cat knocked it over. It rolled underneath the bed. Whatever.
Yeah. A ghost. Casper came in. Yeah. No.
All right. So I do want to talk about, I know your birthday's coming up.
Sure is.
And I have an idea for a gift for you.
Bring it to me.
So we're going to talk, maybe an acrylic bunny. We're going to talk about it when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why, the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
We are back with Jackie Schimmel, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. And I know next week we have Heather McDonald, Julie Goldman, Brandi Howard, Leah Black, Jen Green, Stuart O'Keefe will be here to defend himself on the dishwasher controversy. And also Paige Davis is going to be here.
Queen. She's been gone.
There's going to be a real good story next week. Updates on the man that she has been dating. The one that's like, what are some of the things he says?
You're such a sweet girl.
Ew.
So pretty, such a sweet girl.
Oh my God.
Don't give it away.
Can't wait. Can't wait for those updates.
I hope I can listen. Vagina,
I can listen in Canada. Of course I can.
Yeah. Shout out to Canada.
Jackie Schimmel.
Yes.
I was thinking about getting you an acrylic bunny for your birthday. What do you think?
Okay, I have to be honest. Now, I was very familiar when you talked about the acrylic bunny. I knew exactly what she had gotten. I kind of like it.
Okay.
Is that weird?
But isn't it expensive for...
It is, but it's like a piece
bunny.
Of art. It's like a sculpture. It's very not... Jonathan Adler. You know, they do those acrylic pills made famous by Lisa Rinna, which I love. I would take the hand. I like the gray hand.
Here's the thing. I think a little Jonathan Adler goes a long way.
Yes.
I have been into people's homes that have overdosed on Jonathan Adler.
Yeah, the gays.
And it starts to, yes, and it starts to
shout
look
out.
Like
a, shout out gays.
A carnival fun house.
Right.
And I think if the bunny was maybe a smaller scale version that you can put on a book or whatever,
sure.
But a 2 foot tall, $1,000 acrylic bunny for me. And also, you know.
It's better than the hippo.
I think. Here's the thing.
It's true. I like the giraffe.
Can you imagine if Andrew got me an acrylic hippo, I'd be like, what the fuck are you trying to say, bitch?
Megan loves Ben very much, right? But I feel like after 4 or 5 years, you should be familiar enough and you should feel secure enough with your partner to say, like, look, I really appreciate the thought, but I was planning on, I mean, I was hoping for something a little bit more romantic. She said that to me.
Okay.
So I think it should go back. And I think maybe a little piece of jewelry or something.
Right. What if she can only get store credit? What's she going to get? A platter? No, some napkin rings? A sconce?
I mean, they do have like nice throws. I've purchased some really pretty throws there.
Yeah.
So there's, but again, not romantic.
Right.
That's a little late. You're right. Because unless they take it back, I don't know if she's going to get store credit or.
Yeah, store credit ain't sexy.
I do think it's cute. I just feel like for $1,000, it should be like a Jeff Koons bunny, not, you know, like one of
mass produced things. Jewelry's safe.
I think so too.
It's always safe.
I do want to promote the Bitch Bible.
Thank you, Jeff.
It's only once a week, correct?
Yeah, fucker.
So you only work once a week.
So it's
and you drop these shows on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Your podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
I also had Mind, Body, No Soul that lasted all of 3 months, but it's genius. You should listen. My best work. It's the most genius podcast that's ever existed for a short period of time.
I have read about that tonight is the season finale of CNK.
It is.
Whoa. Yeah,
season finale. Well, I go on vacation next week, so
right. This
is the season finale. Well, we do have a bonus episode, though, the Thursday before Labor Day with Chef Stu and any chumps who want to come.
Oh, it's a bonus. So that's the season finale.
No, this is the season finale. That's the bonus episode.
Oh, like the extras, like Beverly Hills Housewife.
Moments it's
you
like
never
the lost
saw.
Footage.
Yeah.
Secrets revealed.
Moments you never saw.
So when do you go back into production?
We have a team meeting. I've got to get, once I get through the replacement dishes, then I can, my schedule opens up for the team meetings and ideation and brainstorming for the next season.
I don't want to start like open the door to bashing or anything like that,
but
I do think if you could get Jamie Rubin back on, it
oh
would be
God.
A huge ratings blockbuster.
Please,
like
please,
you could
please,
get up
please,
to like
please,
225
please.
People.
Didn't
please.
You say you would broker the
yeah,
reunion?
My original offer was $3,000.
You can't be there.
Oh, no, I can't be there.
You can't be there at all.
No,
you can't
no.
have, be
we'll
anywhere near the house.
She wants me dead, for sure, in the ground.
By the way, again, I don't want to bash.
Right. I love her.
I hear a butt.
Yeah.
But did Chef Stu stop by the house yesterday?
He did.
And what happened?
Okay, so Stu texted me. He was doing a cooking thing yesterday, and his knives are dull, which is not a euphemism. And I have a, sorry, I had to. I have a really good knife sharpener. So he texted me and
just
said, hey, could I swing by to sharpen my knives? I said, sure. So he pulled up. He came in, and as I opened the door, I noticed his car was running.
Got to turn off the car.
Windows open my driveway, just sitting there. I said, Stu, you left your car. He said, well, I'm only going to be inside for a minute or whatever. I said, it doesn't.
But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
He forgot. And then what happens is he just kind of justifies that. Oh, yeah, I'm only going to be there for a minute.
Right.
Yeah,
it doesn't. But the truth is he also left the windows open. Like anybody could just walk up.
Is he okay?
Yeah, you could just dive
He's
in.
He's not okay. But I do find all that shit funny.
It is funny.
I will say. I find it really amusing and funny.
It's because he's attractive.
But
you know,
careful.
And
how he's
so
going.
Light about it, like
totally.
Light and funny and carefree and doesn't give a fuck.
Exactly.
I like that too.
Yeah. Like
everything bothers me.
Everything bothers me. So to have someone who nothing bothers them.
Yeah, it's kind of like a nice counterbalance.
It is.
You know, so then you're like somewhere in the middle.
So
as a
I
union.
Think he finds like my intensity funny.
Oh, yeah.
And then I find his, you know, his lack of...
laziness or whatever.
It's not lazy. It's just like...
Cluelessness.
Laissez-faire. Lackadaisical.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
And it probably amuses him how much it affects you. Like, you're saying, how could you not be affected by this? And
yes.
he's saying, how could you be so
That's
affected
exactly
by this?
What happens.
It's a funny balance.
That is the same as my marriage. Andrew will be like, you've been talking about a stranger that ordered a Mountain Dew next to us in the movie theater for like 6 hours. I'm like, what kind of sick bitch orders a Mountain Dew at 7 p.m. in a theater that serves alcoholic beverages? Like, I still, this happened 3 years ago. I could still talk about it for 45 minutes.
Well, no offense.
With a cheese plate. Why would you order a Mountain Dew with a cheese plate? You're disgusting.
No
Sorry.
Offense, but you have hyper-focused on Jamie Rubin for quite some time.
It's a full fixation. Yeah. I mean, I have a black curly wig. I was going to wear it here today, but it doesn't really go with my outfit.
No.
I hope the recovery's going well, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Same. Yeah. That was bad timing.
Yeah, that was not
I
good.
Like that jacket you're wearing today.
Thank you.
It's very pretty.
Thanks.
Okay, so you may relate to this.
Mm.
So that video that Stu shot yesterday is
yeah.
for a new, it's like a new partner, like a business partner. And he had a dinner. It was Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, I have to go to dinner with like five different executives, including the CEO of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go with me? And I'm like, yeah, I'll support you, whatever. I'll go.
Yeah.
So I want to say, and Shane's calling me Deborah Vance from Hacks because I did go in hot. And
oh,
I,
it's
and
the
I,
Jeff Lewis show?
You will come
oh,
in.
No.
I do the same thing.
I came in and I did a 60-minute
set.
I think I did a 60-minute set.
Oh, I love that.
I've witnessed it.
And I was animated. And I was telling stories. I had a great time with them.
Oh
like,
my God.
I really loved them.
Yeah,
they were
so
an audience.
Fun.
Were you selling?
They were a captive
you?
Audience, which
you
I
were
love.
Giving them the old razzle dazzle. I love that.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm doing this for him.
Yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. By the way,
sure.
Of course.
And a little for me. But you know what? I'm doing it for him.
Yes.
So
you're connecting.
He's the byproduct of it.
The funniest thing happened. So he pulls over to me. He's like, and he looks over and he's like, hey, can you stop hijacking my meeting?
Stu, there's only one Beyonce and Destiny's Child.
Right,
and
right.
And it's Jeff Lewis.
Right.
And Jackie Schimmel.
Exactly.
Sorry. It's just how it goes. Stars, they're not just like us.
So then I'm glad he told me that.
Did you catch it?
Because then I shifted gears. I'm like, okay, so tell me, so what exactly are you looking for, you know, with Stu and blah, blah, blah,
right.
and what videos? And so I did... I'm glad after 60 minutes, he was like, can we make this about me for a second?
Right.
But I did go in and feel the need to kind of elevate.
Sure.
Because like, when you meet people, five executives, it's kind of intimidating, like the CEO of the company and the whole
right.
thing.
It's icebreaker.
So, right.
Yeah.
Totally. But then you dimmed the lights.
I also shouldn't have had four drinks. But
whatever.
But the drinks were just flowing. I mean,
were
they just
kept
buying. They were buying food. And it was like Paige Davis was there just ordering everything on the menu.
But were they drinking also, these execs?
Yes, they were drinking. No, no, I follow everyone else.
Exactly. That's
yeah,
what we
you
talk,
read
that's,
a room.
The
that's
CEO
important.
Was a drinker.
Then you're okay.
And she was sitting right next to me.
It would be rude not to.
I yeah. think so.
You don't want to make her uncomfortable.
But what's interesting is that Stu is normally in a social setting. He's like the life of the party.
Right.
But in a business meeting, I found him a little more shy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because it is intimidating when you're around all these like very successful executives and the CEO of the company came in. And,
right.
And she, I liked her a lot, but she was, no, she was late, like really late.
Oh, I hate that.
How late?
Power move.
But I felt it, I did feel like a power move
power
to
move.
Me.
You're all waiting for her to
yeah,
around.
It felt like a power move.
She has you waiting.
That's
and
so
Stu.
Cool.
All the talent is sitting and waiting. You're going to wait for boss bitch to walk in.
And then the executives, like, I was sitting next to this really fun, like, executive that they were there before. And they said, okay, so when the CEO gets here, we're gonna move our seats down. They're going to move down so she can sit next to me.
Wow.
And the Stu was to the left of me.
Ooh. But now they're shifting seats for her?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
But we became...
What was she wearing?
She looked cute. Jeans
God,
and...
you guys are so gay. You didn't remember what she was wearing?
I don't
know,
I remember.
There.
She was wearing a blazer and, like, I don't remember what the t-shirt was. She was wearing a t-shirt, a blazer, like, nice shoes.
Okay, okay.
Casual, but like you could tell everything was expensive.
Oh, love that.
That's
yeah.
Effortless.
Did she pay
effortless.
The bill or did she have one of her
And she was
team
attractive. Very cute. Like only like 36, like really successful.
Ooh, that's big dick energy.
Yep.
Mm.
But we were BFFs by the end. And by the way, she invited us to Napa.
Oh.
Yeah.
You
well,
did
then,
that.
And it was a good meeting.
Yeah.
That's because of you.
Yeah. And then Stu was like, because Stu, this is when I called him. I told him to shut the fuck up because she, you know, she's like hooked up. Napa. Yeah. She's like, yeah, oh yeah, you guys fly in on Friday and we'll do a tasting and then I can have my friends who own this winery like host dinner for us and then we'll do brunch on Saturday. And then like Stu's like, well, where would this be? Because I really like this because, you know, he worked in Napa. I'm like, shut the fuck
you're
up.
Like, yeah, shut exactly. up and say, yes, shut sounds up. Her lead. Lovely,
yep.
darling.
She's in charge. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. This is like next level shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just say yes. Yeah. You just nod and, like a bobblehead.
Yep.
JetSuite X flies to Napa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to take their plane.
I mean, that would be nice. Mm-hmm. But she's hooked us up.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Can I come?
Maybe.
Okay.
And then she and her husband are going to join.
Oh, that's great.
Which is great.
That's great for business.
It's great for business.
How late was she? 20, 30? Yeah,
maybe 30.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Enough
as long as people
are
drinking,
up.
It's fine.
Yeah, we were all warmed up. Mm-hmm. It was good. So I feel like it was very successful.
That's awesome.
But you did compare me to Deborah Vance.
That's what you do. Like, you just come in, try out some new jokes.
It's the Jeff Lewis show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good.
You didn't sit at the head, though, right?
It was a round table, which I love a round table.
Who doesn't love a round table?
Everyone's staring at you.
Everyone has a good vantage point of
right.
me.
Jeff adjusts all the lights, so they're just pointing at him.
Jeff
perfect.
Texted like a seating arrangement.
Right,
now,
right,
by
right.
the way, we can I can text Heather McDonald after this, but we are doing a sunset cruise on her yacht on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Love for you to join since you're going to be down there.
I'd love a sunset cruise.
And Krista's coming, and Stu will be there, and Shane will be there.
We need Monroe's. Life jacket.
You're right.
I need a life jacket too. I'm not a good swimmer.
I'd actually prefer you to wear a life jacket because when we went on Shannon's boat, I was worried
shit was no joke.
And the way he was driving, I was worried that if we hit a wave and you fell into the ocean, I couldn't get to you before you sunk to the bottom.
I'm not worried about sinking.
I'm worried about you sinking.
My fear is getting run over by a boat and getting chopped up.
I'm worried that we don't
terrifies me.
I'm worried that we don't have enough time to get to you because what if we have to circle the boat around and you've already drowned by then? I would feel better if you wore a life jacket. I know it's not the cutest thing in the world, but there's no dudes there that you're interested
in. I could
cry
right now thinking about getting chopped up by a boat.
Just have it nearby.
Why do you need a life jacket?
Because I'm a terrible swimmer.
Are you?
I just flail my limbs and hope I can stay afloat, but I'm not a big water person.
I don't
go in the pool. I don't go in the ocean.
No, because your hair.
It's all about my hair. Yeah. I want to be the girl in the Bahamas that's like, come on, let's go for a dip and get like a light beer. I'm like, no, bitch, I'm going to be like 5 miles away from the ocean.
Okay, so you'll like the pool at the hotel we're staying because it's very shallow. So
oh, good.
It's only like 4 feet. So Shane can walk.
Oh, good.
He can walk all the way from one side to the other. I don't worry about him swimming.
I keep
tits deep.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I can't.
And you won't get your hair wet.
Oh, no, I
keep my sunglasses on, my head above water, the whole thing. It's great.
Especially in Newport with all those Gentiles with that blonde hair. I can't get my hair wet.
No.
Oh, my God. I can't even go out in the mornings if there's a morning fog. I got to seal the windows and wrap my head in saran wrap.
Oh, my God. So you're pretty active, right? I can't get anyone to go
active?
On.
Have you? So this is Jackie.
Will you do a walk? Will you do a walk in the morning?
No.
Just one podcast.
Shit.
A week,
I do this.
Honey.
I walk to the mailbox at the bottom of my driveway.
I can't get anyone to go with me. I do this really amazing walk from the hotel, like a good 30-minute walk, and it's so beautiful, the ocean view and everything. I always go by myself.
If you can get me 16 shower caps, then I'll go with you. you could pull me in a wagon.
Why don't you put a note at the front desk?
I don't want to go with a stranger.
Oh. Get Grindr.
Oh, my God, that's terrible. That would be my nightmare.
What's your name, fella? And
then are you bringing the blow-up toys?
Okay, so I left the blow-up toys at the hotel last time.
For someone else to deal with?
I asked Carrie to hold it for us, but
he's
I don't know.
He's the guy who like manages the pool deck. You give him cash, and he sets up your little area.
Oh,
yeah.
Cute. Sexy.
And the food's very good there, by the way.
Oh,
I'll tell you exactly what to order.
Okay.
Yeah. Bloody Marys are fantastic.
They're unreal.
And they go really well with antibiotics.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God, yummy.
But Krista's going to bring the air pump.
Good.
Because so this time I don't, because I had to buy them fully inflated last time, and it was hard to fit in the car. So they had to go out, like out the sunroof and the whole thing.
A hot way to roll in.
Yeah. It's like the Beverly Hillbillies.
Totally.
So,
did you like bungee cord them to the top?
It was really bad. No, you were holding onto the whale.
I held it and it was stuck out the roof.
The whale was going out the sunroof.
And it's really hard to open that sunroof in that car. It's very
took us 15 minutes
because
we didn't
part.
Do the tutorial when we got the car.
Yeah, who does the tutorial?
So I don't know how to open the sunroof.
Oh, whatever. Time is money.
I
know.
So
yeah,
this time,
he does. And then he reads the booklet. The fact that he just said, you never read the booklet for the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Like simple like bedtime reading with a cocktail?
That's the first thing I threw out.
Of course.
Isn't it like in French and stuff?
Yeah, so many
it's a
different
good
languages.
Way to, I love practicing reading out loud in different languages. I don't know what I'm saying, but I love reading in different languages. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. By the way, when are you leaving on your walking tour?
I fly to New York tomorrow, mm-hmm. and then we fly up to Quebec on Sunday morning.
Did you find some walking shoes? I know you tried 13 different pairs.
Yes. I have the Hoka walking sneaker and a Merrell hiking shoe.
I was going to say Merrell. I have no idea why I know what Merrell is, but it, yeah.
Yeah, Merrell, the hiking shoe is great, and the Hoka sneaker, fantastic. The thing is, they're big. They take up a lot of room, and I really wanted to do carry-on.
Mm.
So that's a lot. For 10 days total, carry-on, it's mm-hmm. tough. But I think
so you
I'll
got your
it.
Shoes, you're ready, you're comfortable?
I got my shoes, my passport. And an itinerary.
What
yeah.
type of pants do you wear for a walking tour? Because, like, you don't want chafing. I feel like denim is crunchy. Do you wear, like, a sensible legging, a jogger pant?
A legging. I have shorts if it's hot. And then just, like, some chinos or, you know, whatever for daytime.
Okay. Cash. Are we going to do anything?
Very casual.
Okay. Yeah. You had said that maybe you were going to laser your inner thighs
for
chafing.
I didn't say laser. I didn't buy the package. I thought maybe I should do some manscaping before I left just if to prevent any chafing.
A little Nair or like one of those Sally Hansen wax strips?
I have a
that you heat up with your hands?
No.
I did that during COVID.
Don't look at me like I'm a crazy friend. Jeff is staring at me.
No,
like
I just,
I'm
the
crazy.
Idea of you manscaping is, it, yeah.
Do you know one time I tried to wax my own vagina, even though it's lasered, there's just like a little bit and you have to go for top-ups every 4 months. And during COVID, I bought a wax kit on Amazon and then I let it dry too much and then I stood up and I literally glued my labia shut. And like I tried to pee and it couldn't come out.
Oh my God.
And it was so bad. Andrew. So I got coconut oil, but at the time I wasn't going to the market because I was so afraid of like, you know, the coronavirus and I thought it was coming through the air vents. So I DoorDashed some coconut oil to try to remove the wax, but yeah. It took like a week and it was purple.
And you,
oh
bought,
my
that on,
God.
You bought that on Amazon.
I bought it on Amazon. When I tell you that I super glued my vagina shut, I'm not joking. I have pictures somewhere. I'll never send them
did
to you.
Did you leave
but I
a
do.
Review?
No, I did not. I'm going to, it's tier three.
Yeah,
write a letter, Doug.
Yeah. Doug, what, do you have the hotels and everything you're going to stay in?
Yeah. I mean, because it's a
package,
you know, a tour, we're staying at three different hotels in different areas. We start in Quebec City, then we spend two nights at a different hotel, then we get a little further to another hotel, and then we end back in Quebec City.
Now, I'm guessing that you are probably going to be the youngest person there.
Probably.
You're going to get to make friends.
I'm excited. Listen, you know, Brian and I did that Viking cruise. We were definitely the youngest people, but we became really good friends with a lot of the crew. So, you know, who knows?
You're going to be the snack of the walking
tour. I think there could be families. That's one of my things. In
Doesn't
the brochure, there's families.
I'd rather poke both my eyes out with these pens.
Jeff,
I'd rather
go
to an ISIS prison camp than go on a walking tour.
I'm going whale watching. I'm making artisanal cheese. I'll speak French. Like, I'm going to be in a beautiful part of the world.
It's just like the walking element that I don't really understand.
I think it's great.
And the part with your parents, being with your parents for 5 days.
That is going to be challenging,
yeah.
For sure. But maybe it's a good life lesson for me.
Okay, it's happening for you.
Mm-hmm.
It
Do you
just
have to share
terrible.
Hotel rooms?
No, oh God, no.
Oh, God.
I had to do that once. Portugal, I had to share a room with my mother, and it was the worst. I spent the whole night in the bathroom, and she said, "Are you okay?" I was just hiding, and she was like, "Something wrong with your stomach?" I was like, "Mom, I'm fine. I needed my own
space."
Were
you sleeping in the tub?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Sydney Sweeney in Euphoria.
Sitting. You don't sleep in it. You just sit in that tub. Yeah,
crying.
Yes.
Okay.
Like Sydney Sweeney in Euphoria.
Like Sydney Sweeney in Euphoria, exactly.
By the way, Jackie, have you heard of the red carpet laser?
No.
It is very VIP.
What? Very exclusive.
Is it a store? Is it
I
a
was
store?
Sitting,
oh my God, I'm so poor. I'm broke ass. What is it?
I was sitting at the regenerative medicine doctor getting all my IV treatments.
Right.
And this doctor was sitting across from me who turned out to be a very prominent Beverly Hills dermatologist.
Okay.
And I said, "Oh, hey, like I've spent like most of my tan mom here has spent most of my life in the sun and now I have all these sunspots." He's like, "Yeah, I could get rid of them." He's like, "I have all these different laser treatments." He's like, "But for you, I'd recommend the red carpet laser," which by the way is not on his website. So it's just something it's customized. I said, "Well, what does it do?" He said, "Basically, it will remove the entire external layer of your skin."
Oh.
And he's like,
"Of the face.
Of your face."
Like
but
Ramona
then I'm wondering
Singer
if I have to do
when she went to Mexico.
You don't want that. That's
then I'm
skin.
Wondering if I have to
baby
do
skin.
my neck also, because Carrie was like, "You probably have to do your neck and chest too." Mm. But
you won't match.
Right, you won't match. But he basically burns your face off.
You're like full Hannibal?
Yes. He said for 5 days you could do radio, but you can't. We have to turn off the video and the lights.
You'll be covered in
We'll be here in the dark. I'll wear a big,
thank God,
big,
I don't just wear see a burqa.
It's really nasty.
That's terrifying.
But he said, he said it gets rid of every single one of your sunspots.
You have to take off your face.
Fine lines, everything. He's like, and he was showing me before afters.
Unreal.
It is unfucking believable.
Oh my God.
Every sunspot gone.
Just fresh as a baby.
Brand new baby skin.
Whoa.
And it's not a chemical. It's a laser.
Yeah, because your skin is getting peeled off.
Yeah, you're burning off your face.
5 days.
Get a new one, honey.
Which probably means 10 days. But what are you so shocked about? I have to do it.
Picturing.
Don't do it.
I have to do maintenance.
It's absolutely terrifying.
Why?
The shit you're going to do to your face.
Will
you
it be
a lot
peeling actively for
yes.
5 days?
Yes.
Or is
yes.
it just
like
raw?
A snake.
I'll be in pain.
Just wear more makeup than you do now and you'll be fine.
And maybe some SPF.
I don't wear any makeup. I probably should, though.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Will
after
you use sunscreen after this?
Yes.
No, you won't.
No, you won't.
I don't use sunscreen either.
You'll be like 10 days back in the sun.
Lubing up, laying
baby
on foil.
Oil on his face.
Yeah. One of those metal reflectors under his chin.
Like, by the way, also you're going to be pale because you can't go in the sun.
Oh.
I know. That's when I'm going to have to do that tinted moisturizer.
Tinted moisturizer. Yeah, a little bronzer.
Yeah.
Great.
I got to get rid of the spots.
Also,
I swear there's like a new one every week.
That's
with antibiotics, you're supposed to avoid the sun.
Yes.
That's a thing. That's a real thing.
Okay, well, maybe after this weekend.
Yeah,
then I'll avoid the sun. Oh, but I was going to tell you, I'm going to go to Pavilions, and I'm going to buy all sorts of inflatables, and then I'm going to use Krista's pump. So you'll like it because all the kids like line up to use these things.
Oh, great.
And then I want to get water guns.
Sounds like a dream, Jeff.
The water guns were the best.
That don't tell Jackie, amazing. But Target also has a great collection of inflatables.
Why would you say Target?
We don't say the T word when I'm here. You know how Target gets me.
What, look at you've triggered her.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Jameson?
Next Jameson's going to be like, and there's an aviary for all of your bird loving friends.
Oh my God. Speaking of pool toys, I almost went to a Target to get a pool toy for my little goddaughter who was coming over to swim, and I parked in the parking lot. I looked outside. I saw all those bitches rolling in with their carts and their kiddos, and I just did a fucking U-ey and
you
left.
You screeched out of the parking lot.
Screech. I was trying to hit somebody on the way out.
So, you know what? If you
one do, less Target if, shopper.
This one is really easy. You could just pull right up on, is it La Brea?
La Brea.
You park at the meter. You go right up the stairs.
No.
And if you go right now, there's no one there.
If you park on the street, it feels more chic. It feels more urban, more city. You park on the street, you go up the stairs.
No.
There's a Starbucks to the left.
No.
Don't even have to pay for it.
This no.
You just grab it and walk away.
No. Maybe a condom on the steps? No.
I did find one on there.
Oh.
I did find. Good that times. Is true. That does happen.
You don't feel like you're in the burbs
it's
at
okay,
that Target.
It's safe sex.
I don't. I can't. The lighting, the carts, the people. Oh my God. The way that they even do the checkout there is psychotic. You get in a line and then there's two registers. Which one are you in line for?
Mm.
It makes no fucking sense. What dumb fuck at Target corporate thought that was a smart idea? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, they're tandem.
They're tandem. So which one? So
okay,
to
we'll
get,
go to Pavilions. We're going to go to Pavilions.
I'm going
to
stop.
It's very close to the resort.
We need to take a breath. Thank
take
you.
A breath.
Okay, I wanted to ask you if this is a dick move. You probably might just say yes. Mm-hmm. But Lily, my housekeeper, every morning comes in at 7.
Yeah.
She forgets her key every other day.
Okay.
I don't know why, because she only has one car. So it's not like she's switching, you know, keychains.
Sure.
But for whatever reason, she shows up every other day with no key. She texts me at the door. I'm here. I forgot my key. I said, okay. So 2 days ago, Stu and I are sitting at the dining room table, which is very close to the front door. And I see her coming up to the door, and she's putting the key in. And the door's not opening. It's the wrong key.
Okay.
And Stu's like, oh, I'm like, don't get up. Don't get up. Sit right there. She goes back to her car. She comes back with another key. And she's trying the door. And Stu's like, Jeff, open the fucking door. I said, no, don't open the door. She's got to learn. She needs to keep her fucking house key.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
This is ridiculous.
You don't
this
want
happens
to enable
every other
her.
Day. And the other day I wanted to sleep in. It was like Saturday.
Yeah.
I just want sleep into me at 7:30. I just want to sleep fucking 7:30.
Yeah.
She's texting me. I'm at the door. I forgot my key.
No.
I'm just fucking. Why do we have a key? Why did they give you a key?
Can so she then, see you while she's trying to get it? It's
well,
all
the funny
your house
thing
all
is,
glass.
The funny thing
what
is.
Were you watching her on the cameras?
No.
No, there's
I was sitting
right
in front of the opaque glass. She could see my shadow.
Oh my God. You're just like peeking through the glass while she's struggling. That's funny.
She's got to learn. She's got to learn.
Okay.
You you showed her, Jeff.
It took her 10 minutes, but she found the right key. And my feeling is, wear it around your neck if you have to.
Yeah, get a cute necklace.
But I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this. Every other day.
Yeah. No, that's annoying.
especially if you're like sleeping in and it's a Saturday and then you got to mosey downstairs, open the door for this woman who's dedicated her whole life to helping you.
Sometimes I'm very close to the door. Sometimes I'm not.
It's not even locked. It's actually just
sometimes I'm not. But Stu's like, you are a dick.
I would
do
the same thing.
I'm like, you don't understand. This happens every other day, Stu.
Right.
She's got to learn a lesson. Let her go back to the car three times.
Yeah.
And figure out which key it is.
Then
yeah,
she'll
that's
be late.
Fair.
Then you'll be like, you'll chastise her.
And then she told
late.
Stu. So Stu, I think Stu finally got up. And I mean, you can't stop him. I finally got up after the third key and opened the door. And she's like, oh, my key's not working. No, no, no. Your key is working. You don't have the right key.
Oh, no.
What does she do? Go home and take the keys off the key ring? All right, Jackie Schimmel, thank you.
Are we done?
Yeah. That's it. Jackie Schimmel, thank you so much for being here. Doug Buden.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Have a great trip.
Oh, yeah.
Bon voyage.
Good luck.
Send us postcards.
Yeah. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.